This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. Voters in Broward County are tired. First, there were the recounts, by machine and by hand. Now, a battle between former Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes and Governor Rick Scott. I take a look at what needs to happen so Broward can get its voter confidence back. Broward has a voter confidence crisis. During the week-long recount after the November election, protesters from both political parties let their grievances fill the Lauderhill Elections Warehouse and the parking lot outside.
And this is how you lose trust in the system, when you have shenanigans like this.
I think I'm numb to everything.
I didn't get any validation that my vote had been counted.
That's the biggest threat here.
Broward was taking days longer than other counties to tally early votes and vote-by-mail ballots. Then deadlines got missed by mere minutes, and boxes with a couple thousand more ballots inside got misfiled and misplaced around the warehouse. The drama put three close statewide races and Broward's reputation in the national limelight. And now the county has to convince its voters and the country that it knows how to count.
Essentially, it's broader than mere elections.
Ion Sancho was Leon County's supervisor of elections for 28 years. He looks at the position as guiding an entire democratic process.
It's elections, candidates, petitions. And in the area of elections itself, that's simply an overwhelming process of technology.
When Sancho retired 2 years ago, the Tallahassee Democrat, that's the local paper, dubbed him the voter's advocate.
I think a good supervisor of elections becomes emblematic of whether or not the system is working. People look at the individual and based upon their track record can say, this person inspires confidence. So leadership is important, but organizational skills are paramount here.
At the end of the county's recount, former Broward Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes admitted there are things that need to change.
There are some things that need to be tweaked on all sides in terms of the processes that make up elections.
She would not answer questions about what exactly she would want to tweak. Instead, she sent in her letter of resignation after 15 years in office. She wanted to leave the job on January 4th. But that's all messy now because Governor Rick Scott suspended her and named her replacement. Enterprise Florida CEO Peter Antonacci started the job the week of December 3rd. The Florida Senate still has 3 months to officially approve Scott's decision to remove Snipes. After her suspension was announced, Snipes tried to take back her resignation and fight the governor to keep her job. The Broward County Commission even asked its attorneys to look into Scott's appointment to make sure that it's fully legal, and if it's not, what legal action the county can take. None of this is standard. Getting someone new into the job could have been one of Governor-elect Ron DeSantis's first actions after he takes office in January. He visited Fort Lauderdale shortly after the recount and highlighted the pressure on Broward's elections office.
We need to get somebody in there who's going to run a problem-free election in 2020.
But Scott, while he's still governor, decided to go ahead and make that change before he moves on to join the U.S. Senate. Charles Zeldin became an elections and recount expert after the infamous 2000 presidential election between Al Gore and George Bush.
At this point, I don't think that the Broward residents care if it's a Democrat or Republican, as long as it's somebody who's going to do the job right.
Zeldin teaches history and political science at Nova Southeastern University in Davie. He says Broward's supervisor of elections has a limited window before voters get to decide who fills that job.
The person who is appointed has 2 years to organize the office and to basically prove to the people of Broward County that they've got the skill set and the abilities to run the office properly.
The next election in Broward County is not the 2020 presidential election. There's a special election for municipalities, including Fort Lauderdale, this March. I'm Katie Switalski in Hollywood.